Glory to Jesus Christ. We celebrate Sunday of All Saints today. And it's nice feast because we see that what is the result of acting Holy Spirit in our hearts, in hearts of people. It's a nice feast, but it brings big challenge to us, because today we are reminded that this is our vocation, to be holy. That from the moment of our baptism, we were called to live holy life. What does it mean to live holy life? It means to live life with Christ, to live Christ's life in our lives. And this holiness, this is when we are united with God through doing what He wants us to do. And it is not some kind of slavery. It is something what makes us free. This is something what makes us real human beings. This is something, this effort leads us to be what God's purpose was for us, fully human beings, according to God's plan. But we can feel that, and that this is a challenge for us, because we can feel that it's not real in our lives. That we can somehow feel that, well, I'm not holy yet. There are many things, you know, which are not somehow in match with gospel. And it is good when we realize that, because it can lead us to repentance and to asking for God's help, and probably to some kind of activity which can open our heart more for Holy Spirit and His grace and God's help. But problem is that many times our answer is that we are choosing lighter way. We are choosing, well, it's impossible to become holy, but still I want to be called Christian. And what we do, we somehow accept some kind of illusion for our life. Illusion which gives us this feeling that we can pretend that we are Christians by choosing life of faith which are not based on gospel according Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John, but it's based on gospel accord me. That we create some kind of rules for our spiritual life, and we say, this is enough for you. This is how you are going to live. This is what makes you Christian. This is what you accept or not. How many times we can hear this, but might be not in these words. But for example, how many times when we read a very good book about spiritual life and we say, well, this is not for people from this world. This is for monks, probably for priests even. But it is not for, it is for monks, nuns. But there is no one gospel for nuns, monks, and priests, and other gospel for others. There is the only gospel. What is different is how we answer to this gospel. How do we answer to this good news God gave us? And because sometimes we try to, instead to enter to fight to this spiritual war with our passions, with our sin, we are trying to bury this voice of our conscience inside some of our heart down, and we try to silence this voice which reminds us that something is wrong. And we try to say, well, I am doing what I can, even it is just almost nothing. And if this happens, if this zeal, if this desire to fight, to really become holy, is buried this way in my heart, something like a fog comes to my soul. And this inner eye in my soul cannot see too far. And I start to live in some kind of environment when I really don't see God. And I try to follow something what is my creation, what I think that God is. And it usually fits to my needs. To live comfortable life, to live easy life. But this is an illusion. And we have to realize that we can live in this illusion even if we have good intentions. Bad example of other Christians can bring us to some kind of thinking that, well, this is the way how I should live, and we keep just few basic rules, but do world sees us as Christians? How are we different from other people who didn't come to knowledge of Christ? But we have good intentions, and we have to realize that its spiritual life is tricky. That we have to be very careful, because we can be deceived very easy by evil spirits, and through our passions, through our ego, through our pride, we can be led by to wrong direction. What can we do if we have really desire to be holy? I think that the best thing what we can do, and it's advice always, is to look on those who finished their journey in this, on this world, you know, through with this companionship with God, and we call them holy. We can look around us, and this is the reason for these icons, this cloud of witnesses shows us how to live, how kind of zeal we should have. And I would like to just remind, you know, like Sophia, Saint Sophia. They were asked to renounce Christ. They could say this by words, and they could save their lives, but they refused. How powerful teacher of spiritual life was this mother if their little girls were willing to go through this torture and to be killed one after another, not to give up Christ? And how, if we look at this faithfulness to Christ, we have to be ashamed. And I am always ashamed when I look at this icon. I come to the church evening and I look at it and say, well, where I am today, how many times I put something different in front of, as a first place, not God. How many times we really offer, we deny Christ by choosing something different, not God. We can see St. Mary of Egypt. She teaches us that each sin can be forgiven, But she teaches us that through this repentance we can get wonderful life. And do we cry over our sins or do over our weaknesses? Do we really come and beg God to help us to conquer our passions, our bad habits? And we can go through icon to icon and to look at their lives and to learn from them, and we can learn several things. They really put God in the first place, and God was for them the goal of their life. Secondly, they didn't become holy immediately. They recognized and they were with help of God, they found truth about themselves, about their weak places, weak parts, sins, passions, habits. But they started to fight. And they fought nonstop and to remove these roots of evil things from their hearts. It took years. And third thing is that we cannot find saint who was not praying very hard every day, begging God for help. We cannot find a saint who did not follow advices given us by Christ in radical form. We cannot find a saint who would not put to his or her life these things or practices of asceticism, the discipline of spiritual life through fasting, almsgiving, praying. We cannot find. And those are simple steps and these basic steps we should take if we want to reach holiness. And if we try to do this, we will find one thing. It's not easy. It's not easy to follow Christ because it goes against this world. When we try to follow their example, so we will for sure need to say no to many things. For sure we will see like a little bit crazy for this world. But Christians looked always this way for the world. And now it is even more harder because the world is so much without Christ. Just even simple acts of our piety, simple acts of keeping normal commandments, needs heroism and sacrifice. But a few weeks ago, Archbishop Cyril Wasyl, he's on congregation of four Eastern Catholic churches, he gave interview because he published one book, and that book carries the name "Each Christian is Supposed to Be a Hero," and it is so true in this time. So yes, to be holy, this challenge which comes out from this feast today, it's not easy. This challenge calls us to really put trust to Christ and follow him in heroic way, because this time needs this heroic way. What was easy 50 years ago to live as a Christian, it's now heroic. But it doesn't mean that we should give up. I think that even more we should try very hard. But in this fight, we can expect God's help. God Himself will be on our side. We will be not abandoned. But we will be blessed every day. So let's pray today during this liturgy and ask, especially after communion, when Christ comes to our hearts, for this courage. Because to become a saint, there is the only way how to get that. We just need only to want it. There is people who are not saints, are those people who don't want it. Everybody who really wants to be with Christ, everybody who really wants to reach heaven and eternal life, everybody who really wants to have this deep relationship with God gets it. Let's have courage to have this desire. Let's have courage to tell God, I want to be a holy man, woman. Please help me. Amen.